flag, and that's when you don't like it.
Yeah, exactly. Chase Sexton, man, it's funny. That second moto was great to watch. Maybe not great for you because you didn't win it, but it was super cool to watch you guys. You're so fluid. You're so comfy. The track is brutal, and it doesn't look like you two are pushing, but you know you are. So, yeah, what a neat moto to watch.
Yeah, it was fun. It felt, like I said, a little bit like last year with Eli. This race was good for me. I went 1-1, and this year Jet went 1-1. So, it's a little bit of a different animal, this track. It was pretty gnarly today. It got bumpy and also rutted, but it also was, like, dry slick in some areas. So, I wasn't really comfortable all day until that second moto. I felt a lot better and still have some work to do. I don't feel like I still am where I was last year, so have that to look forward to, and it's going to be fun. Like I said, Jet's a great rider, and I feel like him and I ride very similar, low on the RPM and pretty fluid around the track, so it's going to be fun.
AP told me that he thought the bumps were bigger and more together than in past Paulas. Do you agree?
It felt a little bit like amateur bumps to me.
That's what he said.
Yeah, amateur bumps. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because the amateurs raced yesterday, but I don't know. It just felt really choppy to me. It's hard to get a flow when the bumps are that close together because I feel like you're riding a jackhammer. So usually I'm allowed to, like, I can jump bumps and get in between them, but today it was difficult to do that.
First moto just took too long to get into second, huh?
I was riding like a hack, honestly. It was, dude, practice. I was so sluggish all day. I couldn't push, and I don't know what it was. Like, even before my crash in the first practice, I was riding like a monkey. So I don't know. I gotta figure that out. Obviously, it took me a little bit too long to get warmed up, but once I found it, we're back.
Second moto, I was thinking you were going to try to use some lappers to your advantage, and then he looked like he used them as well. Like,
it didn't, yeah. I was thinking, I'm like, dude, once we get into lappers, I could use this to my. But honestly, I feel like it would hinder him, but it also hinder me. So it was like they get out of his way and they get right in my way. I don't know, it was weird, but it didn't play to my advantage. I think it was hard today too because there was really one main line and they all funneled to that line. So.
If I, all I jumping exactly the same way.
Yeah, I couldn't go outside because I lose time, even if there's a lapper in the rut. So it was a little bit weird, but I think this is after this, there will be a lot of line choice at Hanktown and all those rest of those tracks. So looking forward to that. And I think, I don't know why the lappers seem worse today, but it was, I mean, everyone has to deal with it.
Well, I think it's what you said. The outsides were 40, 50 feet out there. So they're, what are they going to do, right?
Yeah, super far out there. I was like, man, that's, I don't know. I was watching the 2-video race, and Justin Cooper was trying to use this outside before the tabletop in the back. I'm like, dude, that's almost in the parking lot. It's so far out there. So, we'll see it. Better tracks coming ahead.
Give me a great summer. The captain, thanks you.
Yeah, thank you.